President Bush is speaking today about the new financial rescue package. He says Congress took a big step in providing the tools necessary to bring some stability into the marketplace. And Bush says the benefits of the package will not be felt immediately.
Got to get credit flowing, of course, so that people feel, or you know, feel comfortable about conducting business.
Obama's judgment. John McCain and Barack Obama hold the second of three debates Tuesday night in Tennessee. Action tomorrow by the nation's highest court. The U.S. Supreme Court will take on cases about tobacco and dirty words on television when it begins a new term tomorrow in Washington, D.C. A lower court will decide who will buy embattled Wachovia. Citigroup has reportedly planned to purchase a struggling bank for more than $2 billion. However, a $15 billion buyout by San Francisco-based Wells Fargo was announced Friday. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
The following from News Broadcast Network.
The nation's largest lawyers organization is calling on all Americans to commemorate the 221st anniversary of the signing of the U.S. Constitution, ABA President H. Thomas Wells.
It is essential that all Americans, especially young people, understand the importance of exercising their vote as effective participants in our nation's civic life.
For more information, go to www.abaconstitution.org. I'm John Dritten.
Infants, adolescents, and young adults are at the highest risk of contracting meningococcal meningitis. Dr. Paul Offit, chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases and director of the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
There are about 3,000 cases of meningococcal disease every year in the United States. Prompt medical attention can be the difference between life and death. Vaccination is the only way to prevent this serious infection.
To learn more, visit the National Meningitis Association website at nmaus.org. I'm Lee Shepard.
An attack on U.S. forces during a raid in Mosul leaves casualties.
11 Iraqis were killed. That included 3 women and 3 children.
Correspondent Kim Gamble reporting from Baghdad. Another mishap in Iraq involving expensive American military gear.
2 Black Hawk helicopters crashed upon landing near Baghdad. 1 Iraqi soldier was killed. 2 American and 2 Iraqi soldiers were injured. This is the second major helicopter crash involving Americans in weeks. Last month, 7 U.S. soldiers were killed in a crash in southern Iraq. Enemy fire was not believed to be involved. Connie Lawn, IRN USA Radio News, Washington.
Recent government data shows the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Ike last month were industrial centers near Houston and Port Arthur, Texas, and production facilities off the Louisiana coast. At least a 500,000 gallons of crude oil spilled into the Gulf and elsewhere. For news and analysis, online, log on to IRNnews.com.
Why do I take non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer. But when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Get Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin. Powerful relief from all your worst allergy symptoms without drowsiness.
Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear. Indoors and out.
Use it directed. Only brand clinically tested.
A major children's healthcare study could lead to significant savings in the nation's healthcare costs. The research will be carried out on children from before birth to age 21. National Institutes of Health officials say the study's goal is to focus on hereditary and environmental factors that can affect development later. Europe is struggling with its ongoing financial crisis as Germany and other countries move to restore confidence in failing banks. Germany said it would follow the lead of Ireland and Greece on guaranteeing all private bank accounts. Meanwhile, Belgium and Iceland continue to wrestle with how to save their own overstretched banks. Hong Kong authorities say its tests have showed the amount of melamine in Britain's Cadbury chocolate and cookies exceed a safe level for human consumption. These Chinese products are among those being recalled from Asia and the Pacific. Russian troops have lowered the flag from a checkpoint in Georgian territory, and Georgian officials say another post has been dismantled. The move comes as Russia faces a Friday deadline to pull its troops out of the so-called security zones in established edges of Georgian separatist territories after August's five-day war. The pullback is mandated under terms of an agreement brokered by French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Sports notes, the Chicago Cubs haven't won the World Series since 1908, and it won't happen this year either. The LA Dodgers 3-1 win over the Cubs sweep Chicago right out of the National League Division Series. I'm Pete LaValle, IRN USA Radio News.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, my friends, on this abbreviated Sunday edition. I do a four-hour weekday show and, of course, come in every Sunday for 2 hours from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific. Don't want to leave out Mountain, 3 to 5 Mountain. Okay, today, this evening, we're going to have wide open phones throughout the entire show to discuss the banker takeover, the private Federal Reserve, private New World Order takeover of the world banking system, which they already directed and had almost total control over. But now this is the private global banking cartel known as the New World Order by themselves. They're self-announced New World Order world government pushers to implode every Western government's finances, to bankrupt every state and subdivision of those nations, including the 50 states and territories here in the United States, the possessions, and to bring in a new world banking system where you will buy carbon credits from the private central banks, where you will pay international taxes. They stage the crisis. They engineer the implosion, and then they offer the solution, greater control. Years ago, we told you how this would play out. We even told you it would happen in 2008, 2009, because we have their own documents, IMF and World Bank documents and others. And we even broke down that they would then propose a world government, a new world order run by the private banks where you pay your taxes directly to them. And exactly what I wrote in my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, 6 years ago, published in early 2002, the last chapter, about 30 pages. You can read it free online, by the way. It's almost out of print. You can still get the book at InfoWars.com. Got about 300 copies of the original 15,000 printed left. And it's all right there in the final chapter. And because we've predicted all of this and done hundreds of radio shows on it and laid out all the facts, just like we predicted the 9/11 attacks against the World Trade Centers on record, on radio and TV, the credibility continues to explode and to rise everywhere I go. And basically the majority of people I even talk to, it's becoming insane, are listeners to the radio show. I went to the gym today, a gym I've never had a membership at. My wife got me one, and I ran into about eight people. It was dead, and half of them said, hey, I listened to the radio show on the internet or on a local affiliate. I had Chuck Norris on this week. We just call him up. They say, sure, we'd love to come on. Start talking to Chuck. He goes, I've been listening to the show for many, many years. We listen every week up in Dallas when I'm out of town. I listen on the internet. I mean, it doesn't matter. Everybody I run into listens. This is insane. I mean, what is going on here? I better do a really good job because I tend to underestimate the amount of people we reach here. Oh, it's amazing. I mean, sure, I can make a documentary, and it conservatively will be watched by 10 million people in the first month that it comes out on the Internet, just from the different places we have to gauge. And then it's, you know, passed around endlessly on different file sharing networks, and the radio shows are put up on YouTube and Google. People put video to them, and millions watch those every week. We know that about 100,000 people a day now download the free podcast at the end of the show each day. We know that just with our affiliates out there, we have about 2 million listeners during the weekday show throughout the 4 hours, and about 1.5 million on the weekend show as it grows, just on rated AM and FM stations. And so it is an amazing responsibility that I have just to really come to grips with the fact that this show was already huge, but it is growing exponentially. And that is happening because you, the listeners, are spreading the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And that's why the federal government openly says they want to shut down the freedom of the Internet and restrict free speech and not allow you to have access to radio shows like this, because the mainstream media is dying. The alternative media is exploding like a hydrogen bomb and taking everything with it in its path. All the lies, the corruption, it's being completely discredited. And I'm only one small part of this, the thousands of pieces of the puzzle that make the alternative media. But we are the biggest piece out of those thousands of pieces and a key focal point. So it's a great responsibility. Enough about the show. You can listen to the Chuck Norris interview, by the way, up at InfoWars.com. It is posted there, along with Governor Ventura was on for over an hour this week. He's going to be doing a big TV show on True Channel, True TV. And, well, you'll see what develops out of that. If I'm going to be a sidekick on that. The program was originally pitched with myself in the pilot, but I never really talked about that because the pilot was not put on True TV. But Jesse Ventura, it looks like, is going to get the show on True TV. So that is very exciting. And he is coming down to Austin on the 26th, invited down by Willie Nelson and myself to be speaking at an event Willie Nelson's having at the last backyard concert before they move. And so that event's already sold out, but I will be speaking at that event. And Willie wants me to put it free on the Internet for everybody. That'll be at InfoWars.com, and I would guess WillieNelson.com as well. So that's coming up on the 26th of this month, now only 21 days away. Okay, that is enough about the radio show and what the forces of liberty are doing. Thought I would give all of you the good report on how we are certainly giving the New World Order a run for its money, as they say. But the financial end of things ties in with NORTHCOM, with martial law, and with the rest of it. When we come back, I want to start at the beginning with something I covered in detail Friday. Multiple members of Congress have told me off-air, and multiple members of Congress have said on-air, on C-SPAN, a Republican and a Democrat now, but several that are afraid to come on air have also told me privately that they were told throughout the week martial law would be declared nationally, physical martial law. And you know the 3rd Brigade is now active, and the Army's going to rotate more brigades in for said civil unrest and for suppressing the American people. That was in the Army Times 2 weeks ago. Of all places, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer decried it this morning on the front page of their paper, saying it's horrible and that martial law is being prepared. Does that mean they're going to activate it? I don't know. But this is no longer just Alex Jones talking about that. See, we told you for years they were setting up for that. And now it's in the Army Times and the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. And we'll tell you exactly what's happening with that and on they're being reported on C-SPAN. Believe me, I didn't wish things were this way. That's just what you find when you actually research. And, you know, I have had a lot of unpopular points of view on air, but they're just facts. I don't come on air and try to be popular. I've always come on air and tried to warn the people about information that was going on. I mean, if I went to urban warfare drills in Texas and California and got footage from Hebron, Maryland, and Swansboro, North Carolina, and other places, we would bring you the video of the Marines and the Army training with role players that were playing the part of Americans to have our families broken up, to have our children taken, and to be put in FEMA camps. And we started covering this back in 1997 with my first film, and I made three more after that. Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement in 2002. And now that's gone from, you know, the footage I shot. Back then, I would show people this footage, and they would see it, and they couldn't believe it. They thought it was fake. They thought we had aircraft carriers landing in Oakland, and they thought we had tanks in Oakland, and they thought that we hired thousands of Marines and foreign troops. That was a level of denial 10 years ago. Well, now it's in the Army Times telling you how great it is and saying the Army says they hope they don't have to shoot you. Just hand over the pension fund or things will get rough. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely virtually undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate Photo Blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right. Thank you again for joining us on this Sunday edition. Before I get into Representative Brad Sherman, Congressman, "Martial Law will be declared if banker bill not passed in the House," was the headline Friday morning on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I wanted to read you a few headlines. Here's CNBC. "Bailout doesn't resolve fears on economy or credit. Stock market drops more than 150 points. Warren Buffett to CNBC. "Rescue will bill will help, but not a panacea for economy." That means you'll need to pay more to the private bankers as they become the government. "No rescue in sight for what ails economy," Los Angeles Times. Bloomberg, "Banker czar Paulson hires firm to hand out money to his own company." That's how that works in America. They just hand the money right to themselves. And you can't even question it or review it. Read the bill. "Banker bailout bill contains IRS police state provision." Kurt Nimmo has the subsections there for you. It says the bailout bill also gives the Internal Revenue Service new authority to conduct undercover operations. It would immunize, give them immunity from the IRS from a passel of federal laws, including permitting IRS agents to run businesses for extended sting operation, to put their own personal bank accounts with U.S. tax dollars, and so on. So you like all the spies for the phony drug war? Well, now you're going to have IRS spies, and by the way, they get to violate the Fourth Amendment just under the terrorism provision, so... Just goons everywhere, man, and they get to have all the money they want. See, when tyranny happens, the criminals get control, and they just put the federal treasury into their own bank account. "Banker bailout, total financial dictatorship." This from the LRC, Libertarian Party website. "Banksters now demanding that Europe pay $440 billion to bail out the continent of Europe." This is out of Reuters. And George Bush's legacy, a $10 trillion national debt and growing. Here's another one. "Homeland Security, space-based spying goes live." All those NSA satellites supposedly fight the Russians and fight Al-Qaeda. Oh, they admit it's going to be watching you and your farm or ranch. If you're building a shack and not allowed to, it's going to be used to spy on the public. And local police will be federalized under it, driving around with live satellite feeds in their cars. So we'll cover that from Global Research. Also, the U.K. to spend £12 billion, or $25 billion U.S. dollars, to spy on all Internet and phone calls in live time. Now, they're already doing that, but now they're just letting the slaves know, hey, there's no privacy in the U.S. or England. Everything you're doing is being listened to. Okay, part of freedom. And the military will drop by if you don't like it. Also, things are breaking down even worse down in Mexico. 2,000 deaths this year so far in 10 months along the Texas-Mexico border alone. And then another area of Mexico, 49 killed in 1 week of violence in one town in Tijuana alone. That's what happens when the government deals the drugs. Society just completely breaks down. So we'll be covering that. But for those that don't know, NORTHCOM activated more than a decade ago. But NORTHCOM publicly activated after the staged attacks of 9/11, and NORTHCOM is based in Colorado Springs, Colorado. That's the real U.S. capital for the executive branch. Congress has been told under PDD 51, Presidential Decision Directive 51, that they can't even be involved in government, basically. And well, now Congress has to see PDD 51, the entire document, and that's the government's. The executive said you're not allowed to see that. Said you're not even really part of continuity of government now. Total violation of the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Congress is co-equal with the executive. The legislative is with the executive. But back on Monday, I interviewed Congressman Burgess from Fort Worth, Republican, and they were told martial law in the House, the leadership of the House will just pass it, and you're not allowed to be in meetings, anybody that's against it. But then physical martial law was threatened Thursday and Friday that the U.S. would go into martial law. And Congressman Brad Sherman, Democrat, who by the way, holds a Harvard degree in this very area of corporations and banking, he's an expert on bailouts. He and others were told that martial law will be declared and then the president will just do this if you don't. Well, in just a few hours, my great producer, Trey Kincaid, was able to get him on the show Friday, and he said, yes, blood in the streets, U.S. Army running everything. You can go listen to it. It's up on Infowars.com, the 15-minute or about 10-minute interview we did with him. But he said, under the House rules, I was told in confidence, and I can't tell you which congressmen were told this or who told me this, but yes, we were threatened with physical martial law. So let's go. This is from C-SPAN. We're going to go ahead now. This is him Friday in the House in the morning during debate being told martial law physically will be declared. Congress will be dissolved. I mean, in Star Wars, Emperor Palpatine didn't do that till episode 4. You know, after he'd been in power 20 years. And of course, that's fantasy, so it's okay. But here in America, you know, Hitler kept the Reichstag going throughout the war. He never had to dissolve it. They were just puppets. You know, Stalin at least kept the, you know, Duma and the Kremlin, you know, as puppets. But see, here in America, hey, you don't do what you're told, we'll just abolish you. So let's go ahead and play that right here.
The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week. We've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to write, to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
Okay, now, I told you the military is gearing up for martial law. I told you years ago that when Bill Clinton first set it up, secretly, that NORTHCOM is a directorate, a military operation zone over the United States, like CENTCOM or SOUTHCOM. Okay? And in their own documents, they say they'll use foreign troops to suppress the American people. They'll also hire felons. Don't believe me, just Google that. It's mainstream news. They come out and tell you it's good. Now it's in Army Times. Now it's in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. The Army Times is saying it's wonderful. And Post-Intelligencer is saying it's horrible. The point is that the military does not like this, the low-level people. The higher-ups, they love it. And they're basically getting the good guys out of the military and hiring illegal aliens and felons. And if you don't know about that, just Google it. It's AP, Reuters. Of course, they're telling you it's good, though. Oh, aggravated felons, they're illegal aliens, make great troops. I'm not making that up. That's what Stalin did. He hired felons out of the jails. Hitler did that. His SA that took him to power were mainly criminals. You can't make this up. Now, the private bankers are taking over the society. This is a complete takeover. They engineered all of this, and the bailout is going to make things worse, not better. I'm not the only one saying that. Hundreds of top economists are. Later in the show, next hour, call your friends, call your family, call your neighbors. Tell them to tune in, whether you're listening on KCXL in Kansas City or News Radio 590 KLBJ in Austin or KCAA in San Diego. I mean, affiliates all over. The Sunshine Network in New York State, three stations there. Stations in Florida. Stations in Wyoming and Utah and Colorado. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in. I'm going to take calls starting now when we come back after the news. Then I'm going to cover this all in detail the start of the next hour. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We're just here calmly playing congressmen from C-SPAN saying they were told vote for this or we'll just declare martial law. And then, of course, the banker bailout bill gives the private banks dictatorial power to snatch up other financial institutions, to sell any government property, to nationalize the country. Same thing the central banks do every day in third world countries. We have loaded phone lines. Here's the toll-free number. You can call in after you hear somebody hang up. 877-590-5525. 877-590-KLBJ for the namesake station that we bring you this show from. Also, if you have family listening on the Internet, not just on AM and FM affiliates across the country, or say you're listening on shortwave or satellite, call your friends and family. Most people have computers. Tell them tune in at the streams at Infowars.com. Many of our affiliates, like News Radio 590 KLBJ, they have a great stream. In fact, I would say it's even better than the streams we have at InfoWars for this Sunday show because it comes right out of the studio. And that's at 590KLBJ.com. Okay, I am going to go ahead and go to your phone calls. And we're going to go to these in order. I hope they're about the martial law and the bailout and everything that's happening. But we'll entertain. We don't screen your calls. Whatever you're calling about, that is fine. Greg in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
You know, it's funny you talk about, actually it's not funny, but when you try to tell people that the Federal Reserve is not part of the government, they look at you like you have three heads. And I tell them, I use your phrase, it's about as Federal Express. And they just don't get it, that it's a private banking cartel. And it's like, you know, I make your videos at this and that, I belong to Prison Planet and all this stuff, and it's like, and you send them the links, you send them this, and they're like, oh, I don't believe it. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's been in the past. I mean, more and more people are really listening. But look, 5% won the Revolutionary War against the British Empire. We have a lot more than 5% of the country now. I mean, I've been on thousands of radio talk shows, even where the talk show host is attacking me, and almost every caller calls in and agrees with me. It's not about left and right. It's about the elites controlling both parties and using the country as their private cash machine that they're looting. There are certainly a lot of people, I'd say 35-40%, that will never wake up to anything. They're in the left, they're in the controlled right, but they don't matter. And they're going to get hurt worse and worse by believing the lies, and they're finally going to wake up.
Well, I got my fingers crossed because, like, for example, like, I mean, something, this is major, and then something minor, like you had those people in Missouri, the Obama Truth Squad, where they had prosecutors and law officers saying that they were going to forcefully go after anybody who...
No, they said anybody that violates the state laws, what they say about Obama in any ads, we are going to aggressively prosecute them. And then, even listeners of this show were in denial about it when it was in scores of Missouri newspapers, it was on Missouri TV, it had the prosecutors themselves saying it. Again, it's hard to believe the Army says they want martial law or are ready for martial law. It's hard to believe they're trying to intimidate the First Amendment. And no, our criticism of Barack Obama's campaign trying to intimidate people doesn't mean we're for McCain. This is a stage deal. The point is we're against anybody that does stuff like that. Okay, so don't put me in one of your controlled left-right groups out there, folks. We're here as constitutionalists. Ryan in Las Vegas, Nevada, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just want to say, like, all my friends, they're all waiting for, like, a certain day for this to pop off, for, like, a hydrogen bomb to be dropped and martial law to be called in. But the New World Order, like, we're living it every day.
Yeah, this is a financial terrorism. This is a financial 9/11 that we're witnessing, and I'm going to cover that next hour, the facts of how it's been orchestrated by a global group of private bankers.
Yeah, and I just want to ask you something. Of course, you got of the part of the elitists, you got the dominant bloodlines, the international bankers, and the worldwide intelligence agencies. I wanted to ask you what you're pinning on the Jesuit order control of the Vatican, like how that fits into the, like, all-seeing eye, like, on the BRICS, and, like, what... You know, like.
Sure, let me comment on that. I don't get into bashing Jews, bashing Catholics, bashing Protestants, bashing Chinese, because that's divide and conquer. The New World Order has a global system. They love to play us off against each other. Am I upset by the corrupt bad things the Israeli government does, where they admit in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post that the Israeli government has staged terror attacks before as a pretext to take the liberties of Israelis living in Israel. And they arrest a lot of people in Israel who criticize the government's secret nuclear program. They don't have a lot of free speech there. But it doesn't mean I'm against Israel or the Jewish people themselves. Just like I'm against the Catholic Church covering up all of the pedophilia for 30, 40 years. And then now look at what's come out. I'm fully against that. And I'm against Pat Robertson coming out and saying, I want a global warming tax. Global warming's real. Again, I myself grew up a Protestant. But that doesn't mean then that when I bash Pastor Hagee down in San Antonio, who basically said Jesus isn't the Messiah, we've got to worship Israel, He rejoices when Palestinians are killed. That doesn't mean all Protestants are bad. It's bad people in these movements. But certainly, the Jesuit order has been involved in all sorts of intrigue and corruption. Anything big and institutional and old, statistically, historically, power corrupts absolute power, corrupts absolutely, is going to be involved in all sorts of bad things. And that's why we as a people have to keep government small, keep institutions small, not trust anyone in a high position of power. That doesn't mean dislike them or hate them, any of these groups. It means keep an eye on what's going on. But I don't like to get into all this religious fighting, folks. You know, I don't get up here and bash Muslims either, even though I think there are some bad Muslim sects, some of the Wahhabists out of Saudi Arabia who belong to the Sunnis. Are involved in some really bad things to women and other people, and I don't agree with them. And so I speak out against that, but it doesn't mean I'm bashing Muslims themselves. Very diverse group. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Dwayne in Central Austin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, number one, everything, I've been listening to you. I actually debated you back when I was in college and visited UT with the YCT way back. But
Young Conservatives of Texas and the La Reconquista Aztecs came up and grabbed the cake and were throwing it around everywhere?
Yeah, back in the days. But the thing is, I noticed you change, and I have observed a lot of this stuff, and I said, man, the things that you say are actually coming true, and we have seen the follow-up.
Wait a minute, are you that big black guy that came up and grabbed the microphone away from me?
No, I didn't grab a microphone from you.
Well, no, but I gave it to you. You came up and said, give me the microphone, and I said, okay, go ahead. Was that you?
Nah. I didn't do that. But only thing I'm just...
Well, I mean, but if you were there at that event, you saw that happen.
Yeah, but...
I mean, a guy did start kind of grabbing at it, and I said, okay, here, you can have it.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to show free speech.
Yeah.
But, you didn't witness that if you were there.
No, I was at a different one. It might have happened at a different time.
Well, I was there a few times, yeah.
Yeah. But only thing I'm just saying is, this is the follow-up to 9/11, mm-hmm. and there are people here who want a Star Trek world, a one-world government, where everybody is processed through the system.
Well, speaking of Star Trek, you know, their symbol is the United Nations symbol put over a star field. So, and there is a UN running the planet in that show. That's called predictive programming, where the media tells you what they're going to do later with these archetypal television shows.
And a lot of these people, I'm just going to put it like this quick because I don't want to take up your time. They're saying that a lot of well-educated people back one of the candidates, Obama. These folks don't question anything. They think it's good to have a world government. They think it's good to do what they tell you to do. And I'm just saying that I know you're not backing one candidate over the other, but the thing is, I think the powers that be are backing one guy 1,000% over the other guy. And that's
Well, listen, I hear you. It is true, and I've looked at the numbers from the Elections Commission. Obama has gotten three times the contributions from Wall Street that McCain has, and that is a fact. But again, either way, the New World Order wins. That's why I'm not even weighing in on this. This country is in a lot of trouble. I think I've got time to take one more call, don't I? We don't. We got a break here. When we come back, I'm going to try to hurry through your calls and go to Ted, Dan, Yvonne, David, Paula, and others. 877-590-5525 is the toll-free number to join us. Again, don't forget the premier alternative news websites on the web, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. We'll be right back.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. Benjamin Franklin once said,
Anyone willing to trade liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security. Now, Mercer Films brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
Uncivil Liberties, the movie that will transport you to a society where the government monitors the moves of every citizen in the name of national security.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. Passengers can't get hold of the wheel. We're all going to go over the cliff.
Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
UncivilLiberties.com, because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Are you tired of searching for Craig Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A new world order. What did George Bush Sr. call for? What has almost every president and leaders of Europe been calling for, including Gordon Brown on a daily basis, and Sarkozy of France and Merkel of Germany? A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. What did the Trilateral Commission documents that are public in the mid-70s say? They said they would get everybody extended in credit through the private banking system, then implode it and set up a world banking system with world government powers. And in England and in all across the planet, in Japan, in the United States, governmental powers are being handed over to basically do whatever they want. They're being given governmental power. They are becoming the government. It is a corporate takeover of countries. The bankers inflate your currency, buy real assets with it, then they bankrupt everything after they've already moved the assets to where it's safe, then they bankrupt the dummy corporations, the front banks, and then convince you you've got to prop it up or the economy will fall, and really all they're doing is fully devaluing the currency while they continue to buy real assets with it. On the Drudge Report, it says banks modifying large numbers of mortgages developing. I know a lot of Austin realtors, some of which are very successful and sell multi-million-dollar homes, and they told me starting about 2 years ago, they would just have people at the very end of closing say, oh, we're not going to do this deal, by the way, unless you sign this form saying we can modify the mortgage however we want in the future. And the families were so happy, you know, with their houses, selling or buying, they would sign it. Well, now they're going to use that. Ah, sharecropper contract. It says they can do whatever they want. And there's going to be bailout after bailout after bailout. Like they're saying they need more now. And they're saying, oh, it isn't 800 and something billion. First 700, then 800 in a few days. It's really $5 trillion in the fine print, as Bloomberg reported a week ago. $5 trillion, and they're going to devalue your currency. They're going to issue all that liquidity, and it's going to devalue your savings. But it doesn't matter, huh, does it? Let's go ahead and talk to Evian, I believe, in Nashville, Tennessee. You're on the air.
Que onda, Senor Jones?
Hey, how you doing?
Man, doing very well, sir. I have to put out a call right now because we have a debate here on Tuesday, and they've got Nashville locked down right now as far as the martial law game is concerned, up and around Belmont. Got it all chained up, and it's going to be very interesting because they are private debates, and your average American citizen cannot show up at these debates. So I implore everybody in the Southeast, if you can make it.
Who's having private debates?
The debates at Belmont, they were issued tickets through, they called out, I believe it was a very sketchy scenario, but they called out of a private, they gave it to a private organization that I don't know if they called landlines or cell phones, but they called out.
Are you talking about a presidential debate?
What's that, brother?
I don't know what you're talking about. What debate, sir?
The presidential debate.
Yeah, okay. And of course they call them town halls, but they're not. I mean, they make people sign a contract saying they, you know, won't make any noise, won't do anything. But not just in debates, in these fake town halls, they if it's a Republican event, they go around looking for bumper stickers that are Democratic, then they'll arrest you and throw you out off the name you sign inside. Or if it's a Democratic event, they go around looking for the Republicans, vice versa.
Indeed. Well, I implore anybody who can come down, please come down to Nashville on Tuesday and just engage. Because you can't get in, so you may as well just stand outside and engage.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you. Does anybody want to talk about the bailout, the banker takeover bill? Let's talk to Dan in Connecticut. You're on the air, Dan.
Oh, excellent. I did want to talk about the bailout bill.
You're on the air.
Yeah, excellent. Well, the good news is a lot of people around here have figured out that it's not only a bad idea, but that it's not going to work.
Well, it's not. But see, it's like the war on drugs. We have triple the heroin, double the cocaine. We had just 12 years ago. We've gone from 300,000 people in prison to 4 million in prison and more than 10 million in the system. There's police spying on everyone here. The children are trained to spy on their parents. It's meant to militarize. How did the British and the U.S., let me just tell you, how did the British and the United States and others bring down China 150 years ago? They brought in opium. They got control of the gangs. They got control of the police over 20 years. And they broke the country in 10 parts. It's the same thing here. That's why the government ships the heroin and cocaine in, so that they then have the pretext. The same thing with the bailout. You're told it's meant to save the economy. It's actually meant to destroy the economy.
Totally humorous. We basically sign a promise to repay the banks so we can borrow the money they create out of thin air to give it right back to them. I mean, I can't say it doesn't get any funnier than that. Because I'm pretty sure it'll come up with something even funnier.
Well, I mean, to put it simply, all of these bad mortgages could have been paid off for less than $100 billion.
Oh, yeah.
And again, this isn't my opinion. I told everybody 2.5 years ago it would all start with the subprime mortgages. That way they get to blame it on the American people. No, what happened is the banks took credit card debt, they took housing loans, they took hundreds of other instruments, and then they took those debts and called them assets and sold them into the world market into over $1,000 trillion. And so now, again, they took, while the money was still worth something before they had devalued it, they bought real assets. Now they leave us holding the bag. Go ahead.
Well, there's some other good news. Basically, we've had a lot of people around where I am run for office, myself included, and we actually got a lot of people to write letters to the editor about the Federal Reserve. And it's been really amazing, like the amount of people we got woken up out here. So hopefully 2010, 2012, you know, we can, you know, assuming that things are the way they are.
And assuming you can remove the touchscreen electronic voting machines that have been proven to be a fraud. Good to hear from you. I'm going to break down the entire financial situation when we come back in the next hour in detail and continue to take calls as well. Ted in Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm calling in about the bailout.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we all know that Fannie Mae is kind of at the heart of the housing bubble, which led to the bailout. And I just
Well, that's the excuse. It's actually
a small
part of it.
Yeah, have you looked at the investigation that's going on with Barney Frank right now about how he was in the homosexual relationship with Herb Moses, who was the executive at Fannie Mae for 10 years.
Yeah, look. They're getting ready to pin this on Barney Frank, who I'm no fan of. Barney Frank just got control of the banking committee 2 years ago. Barney Frank, it's like they had the Enron scam. And hundreds of billions of dollars were stolen, and all those other big corporate scams in 2000, 2001, 2002. And so they go and they grab Martha Stewart, who basically stole a stick of bubble gum if she did anything, while the real bank robbers, you know, engaged in things thousands of times bigger. And they used her because the American people have no idea of the scales of wealth, thinking her $14 million, you know, impropriety of selling her stock when she knew it was going down was bad compared to, you know, all the real crimes. So they're setting him up as a patsy. Barney Frank should get in trouble. I'm going to let you finish your point, and then I'm going to explain what Barney Frank should really get in trouble for.
I was going to say that they're using him as a patsy. If you do a little research, I think the thing about him having the gay prostitute in his apartment. It's all going to come out. And just like you said, he's going to be used as a patsy. So I just wanted you to comment on all that, if you could.
Sure. They always have to have scapegoats. They can't send Henry Paulson or they can't send Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke or former Fed Chairman who ran all this. Ron Paul, by the way, a week and a half ago on my show, called for both of their arrest. That's up on Infowars.com. You want to go watch that. But the point is they should be arrested. Instead, they'll take the new, I mean, I've seen O'Reilly on TV, and he's definitely an operative, saying it is our job to basically get you and you're bad, Barney Frank. Now, Barney Frank was running in Maryland, and he also got caught with some stuff in Florida, running a huge three-story townhouse filled with 14, 15, 16-year-old underage male prostitutes. Okay, but I mean, why don't they talk about Dennis Hastert and the stuff with him? But now, see, no, this is to be done selectively. This is to be done selectively. And so he came out and gave a press conference, and he said, if I go down, I'm going to name names of who was visiting the brothel. Ladies and gentlemen, have you seen how many Homeland Security deputy directors and how many of these people have been caught with five-year-old kids and caught, how many congressmen, you know, caught trying to go after underage kids and pages and the rest of it? But in some cases, 4 or 5 years old, you don't get in their club unless they have dirt on you. And they don't trust you. Now, 30, 40 years ago, it was a small number in Congress, maybe 10%. Now, a large portion of them, and they can't control themselves, so they're in bathroom stalls and everywhere else. A large portion of them are part of a pedophile ring. I mean, folks, I snuck into Bohemian Grove, okay? And you can see my film Order of Death on that. But it's mainstream news that jets land with just male prostitutes, male porn stars, you name it. Remember Jeff Gannon, over 100 visits after midnight at the White House? He was a White House correspondent, Bush. Oh, my God. Again, you have no idea, ladies and gentlemen, how much trouble we're really in here. All right, we'll be right back. Come back after the news to take more of your calls and break down the real financial situation.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Tomorrow here in Austin and the Texas Parks and Wildlife.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
KLBJ, Austin, Texas.
I am falling behind Barack Obama in the polls. GOP vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin went on the attack.
Our opponent is someone who sees America as imperfect enough to pal around with terrorists who targeted their own country.
At Saturday rallies, Palin pressed Democrat Barack Obama on his association with 60s radical Bill Ayers. But there is no evidence that Obama and Ayers were pals or even close when they worked on community boards years ago when Ayers hosted a political event for Obama early in his career. As for the rest of the story, here's correspondent Carlotta Bradley.
Obama has said he was 8 when the group was active, and he has denounced Ayers' radical activities. Obama was campaigning in Virginia, saying John McCain's health care plan
gives you a tax credit with one hand, but he raises your taxes with the other.
I'm Carlotta Bradley.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5203. That's 1-800-626-5203. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5203. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5203.
Two suitors interested in buying struggling Wachovia have decided to duke it out in court. Citigroup says it has won a court order stalling Wells Fargo's buyout of Wachovia. Citigroup reportedly planned to purchase the struggling bank for more than $2 billion, but a $15 billion buyout by San Francisco-based Wells Fargo was announced Friday, just days after Citigroup announced a government-backed preliminary deal with Wachovia. The two financial institutions will settle the matter in court. Both are scheduled to appear on Friday in New York. Even a bribery scandal may not cost William Jefferson his seat in Congress. He's the lead vote-getter in a Democratic primary for his New Orleans-based seat. A runoff against the second-place finisher will be held next month. A Texas sheriff says the national death toll from Hurricane Ike is up to 70 after two bodies were found near where the two storms came together. The two were found on an island off Galveston's devastated Bolivar Peninsula. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Why do I take non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer. But when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Get Claritin clear with non-drowsy Claritin. Powerful relief from all your worst allergy symptoms without drowsiness.
Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin clear. Indoors and out.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested.
A raid on a house in the Iraqi city of Mosul has led to gunfire and an explosion that killed 11 people, including 5 suspected militants and 6 civilians. The United States military says troops were looking for a suspected militant when the man detonated his suicide vest. Hong Kong authorities say its tests have found that the amount of melamine in Britain's Cadbury chocolates and cookies exceed a safe level for human consumption. 2 contaminated samples were among the list of 11 Chinese-made products being recalled in parts of Asia and the Pacific by the British candy maker. Europe's 4 major powers are working to do what they can to prevent Wall Street's turmoil from devastating their banking systems. The leaders of Germany, France, Britain, and Italy met in a Paris summit as the European Union struggles to work out solutions to handle the crisis spreading there. Here at home, Ron Goldman's dad says he's absolutely thrilled about the prospect of O.J. Simpson spending the rest of his life in prison after his conviction on armed robbery and kidnapping charges. Fred Goldman told CNN, "Prison is, in his words, where the scumbag belongs." End of quote. Thousands of dead carp have some California residents holding their noses while officials work to determine the cause of the die-off in Clear Lake, California. Trenches are being dug so residents can bury the fish and limit the smell. Sports notes, despite having baseball's best record, the Chicago Cubs are out of the National League Division Series. The L.A. Dodgers beat them 3-1. I'm Pete LaValle, IRN USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
With open phones for the next hour, 877-590-5525, get you up and on the air. I want to finish up with what I was talking about with Barney Frank and corruption in the Congress through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Then I'm going to get into the basics of what's happening with the banker takeover bill, known as the banker rescue package or banker bailout, that was finally passed Friday. There's a lot of different facets to this. Then I will go to Brandon, David, Keith, Forrest, Dave, and many others that are patiently holding. What are they saying Barney Frank's in trouble for now? Not for 20 years ago having a townhouse full of underage male prostitutes. And if you Google that, it was mainstream news, Washington Post, and national TV at the time. And he gave a press conference and he said, "I'm going to name names of everybody else that's doing this if this isn't dropped." And it was dropped. Didn't even deny it was going on. But instead, they're getting ready to burn him for reportedly hiring boyfriends and people to be in key positions at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the government private cash machine, which connects the American taxpayers in to have to bail out these mortgage lenders if there was ever a problem, including foreign banks that did it. Now, that's a perfect example. Barney Frank hiring one of his boyfriends to run things. And that's how these people have taken over. Now, it would be wrong if he hired a girlfriend to do it. But somehow it's bigoted and hateful to say he shouldn't be hiring boyfriends. Well, the point is that that's illegal. But what's more illegal is scapegoating him and claiming that, as much as I hate him, and I hate him, he's a bag of corruption. I'll say something else, but the point is, these guys are all bad. But to blame him for everything, as they're now doing, and say, he took over the banking committee 2 years ago, and so it's all his fault. When the rules were changed in the early 90s and then completely changed in 1999 when Clinton had a few years left in office, and the Republicans went along with this, it's bipartisan, to allow the private banks to be involved in brokerage and in stocks. There had always been laws against allowing financial institutions to basically invade other areas of the market, because it breeds so much corruption. That was changed in the 90s, bipartisan. McCain was involved. Joe Biden was involved. That's why none of these guys can speak. Now, the last year, some of them have been shooting their mouths off, acting like they were ahead of the problem, because they knew that the Ponzi scheme was coming to an end. But you can't get in to the committee chairman level unless you're involved in government narcotics trafficking, unless you're a former CIA or other intelligence operative, unless you have visited with hundreds of hookers at the Watergate, which to this day has a whole floor of hookers, another floor of gambling. That's why Porter Goss had to stand down as CIA chief. He was, you know, at these meetings. That came out. I mean, imagine. I mean, free hookers, and I'm talking like $2,000 an hour. The best ones out there are basically free, and they're provided by the defense contractors, by the oil companies, and they're just all these major hotels. I mean, I've been in D.C. quite a few times, and I've gone to events. I mean, we went to just shoot video of the Watergate when I was there a few months ago to cover Bilderberg, and there was just perfect 10 hookers walking around everywhere. You know, just really gorgeous women. The creme de la creme of America, all paid for with defense contractor money and others, which again is tax money. And you also saw all these, you know, military type guys going up in and out. That's what the congressmen like particularly. So you saw the male prostitutes and you saw the female prostitutes, and they're just everywhere. And then we went to a restaurant in Georgetown, eat Italian food, and there were hookers coming into the bar and Mercedes pulling up with Secret Service to put them in and drive them off. I mean, just hookers everywhere. I mean, this is the type of corruption we're talking about. I mean, you're literally, when you're in the nice part of towns in New York or in D.C. or in L.A., there are just hookers everywhere. All the beauty queens, it's all there. The most beautiful ones aren't even in porn, folks. They are just $2,000, $3,000 an hour hookers. Now, I'm getting off into this instead of covering the fact that we have these same bankers totally imploding the economy right now. The point is, Washington is so corrupt that these guys don't trust you until you have gone to these meetings and wallowed in the sex, the drugs, the gambling. That's another way they pay these congressmen off. They show up at these hotel rooms and private retreats and resorts in and around D.C. and Chantilly and areas of Maryland and D.C. itself. And they go, oh, Congressman, here's $25,000 in chips. And these guys will go every night and get totally drunk with the lobbyist with free chips. And then they like to go right upstairs. They purchase the hookers with the chips. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's how this is done. And that's why you see what's happening now. Because the few congressmen that aren't into pedophilia, and that's the leadership, because they've really shown they're corrupt. Well, the others are into gay prostitutes or heterosexual prostitution, or they're just into good old-fashioned payoffs. And then when they want to selectively go down to some congressman in Louisiana's house and find $100,000 in the you know, of marked bills, they can go do it. Or when they want to destroy a Barney Frank, they can do it. But I tell you, if they do start burning Barney Frank for having a boyfriend working at, you know, over Fannie Mae or something, we need to then understand that that's only the tip of the iceberg. And that's how this works. That's how they recruit and get all their people into things. Like, we even got some video of the hookers last time we were in D.C. We might even, when I make a film about Bohemian Grove and about Skull and Bones and all of it, how it ties into Bilderberg, we might just, I don't know, though. We got some shots of them getting in and out of the cars from the back. You know what? I'm just not even going to mess with it. That's the kind of stuff gets you killed, but it's just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And can you imagine the special forces and the FBI and all these corrupt guys? It's like they caught, you know, the main sheriff several sheriffs last year in Maryland running giant hooker rings. You know, the police are the ones that drive them around. Can you imagine how that corrupts these cops? Free, you know, money, whores, everything. And that's why we're in so much trouble, ladies and gentlemen, because the low-level people are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and all the free hookers they can imagine and free jet trips everywhere. Now, I've just blown this segment getting into that. I just wanted to finish up with it. So while you're going bankrupt, while you're losing your job, while your mortgage is plunging in value, remember, the boys are up there in Washington, D.C., like Rome. What happened in Rome? Same stuff. What happened with the Aztecs? Same stuff. What happened with the Nazis? Same stuff. Just partying, prostitutes, money, power. Imagine what it's like over in France where the government, the president, runs the five major networks. Well, they get all the film stars have to grovel to them to get on TV. That's how it was in East Germany. You had the Stasi running the film departments, running the plays, running the TV stars. I mean, that's what corrupt government's all about. Is these guys just don't want money and power. They want to be the controllers of the stars. They want to run the whole thing. So it's important to understand we're not in Kansas anymore. All right, now when we get back, I will briefly in one segment detail what's really happening with the banker martial law takeover operation and how this is going to affect you and what the economy and the market is going to look like in the future. I'm going to again tell you exactly what's going to happen. Exactly what is going to happen unless you take action, and we'll tell you how you can take action as well. But the key here is for many of you yuppies and good old boys and liberals and conservatives to realize you've been suckers, schmucks, and to realize there is a new world order, there is a corrupt military-industrial complex, it is destroying our freedom, it is, by design, trying to destroy our economy, destroy the middle class, so that their corruption can be secure, so they can't ever be brought to justice. That's the goal of total tyranny. Then they're safe from all their previous crimes, and then they're safe in the future to commit even more crimes. See, they've passed the point of no return. They have to bring in total martial law. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 3rd, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $831.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $856.70, $428.35 for half ounce, and $214.17 for quarter ounce. That's $856.70, $428.35, and $214.17.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions of dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now listen up! This broadcast is razor sharp. Yes! We will slice you apart! Yeah, I'm a cool, cool blonde. I move like a cat. And once I get your name, well, you might not. That kill tyranny. That kill corruption. Coming on like a hurricane, baby. This transmission has the attack profile that kills tyranny. Yeah, she's moving through. She keeps a motor clean. She's a number 13. Yo, that's the day the Templars got it. She's gonna turn on the juice board! And then she'll turn on the power! She's got the look! Yeah, she's got looks! Gotta have this last part, then I'm getting into the bankers. That kill! She's got the look. She's got looks to kill. She's got looks to kill. All right, I got to have some fun. I'm sorry. Ready, stop playing that type of music. It gets me out of control. I go back to being like 14 years old. Man, that's good stuff. And, you know, they're big fans of the show. They play our videos for concerts. Everybody's freaking out over it. We actually got contact with the folks that make those videos, asking if they could. And I say, knock yourselves out. All right. That's not why you tune in to hear me sing. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, and I apologize. Besides, that stuff's probably not good culturally, and I'm sorry. I just revert back to being 14 years old. All right, let's get serious. You tuned in for the breakdown of what the New World Order is up to. Let me make it very simple. In the banker bailout bill, it says unlimited fractional reserve banking. Before, banks could loan out roughly $10 for every dollar they had in deposits. It isn't a real dollar. It's a zero, a one. It's numbers on a sheet, numbers in a computer. And so they have created thousands, over 1,000 trillion conservatively. A lot of estimates are as much as 3,000 trillion. But over a quadrillion dollars in fiat currency. Now, the bankers ran around and bought up gold mines and infrastructure and roads and shipping companies and media and defense stocks and everything else and stocks and real companies. But in a Ponzi scheme, when you're printing too much money, issuing too much liquidity, it finally implodes. Now, they've already moved into safe assets, set up police states in every country that they've been, you know, preparing to implode the Ponzi scheme in. It's in the IMF World Bank documents about how they use the militarized police and military against countries once they've done this. Same thing's happening here now. Now, the banker bill gives immunity to all the criminal activities that have been done by the select group of banks. Now, who holds the shares in the private Federal Reserve? Who are the families? What are the private banks they use as their fronts? They are, of course, Chase Manhattan, JP Morgan Chase. They are Bank of America. We know that banks are going to be somewhat safe. These are them. They are Wells Fargo, and they, of course, are Citibank. And then they get to use the regulators to go out after other banks, other financial institutions, many of which are solvent. That's come out in the news. Many of which really aren't in trouble. So the private banks also control, through the Fed and the Treasury, Fed's not federal, the Treasury is somewhat, the power to go after their competition as well and then use our money. And as they've said, pay market value or higher premiums for all of this junk that they themselves are holding. So they made the decision to turn them into derivatives, create these paper assets that aren't really tied to anything. They made the decision, now we get to bail that out. They're still going to take your house, even though in taxes you're going to have to pay for all of this. So this is basically like, what was the analogy I heard? It's like having a dog with fleas, and instead of paying to have a flea dip done, they are bailing out the fleas, not the dog. And they are getting governmental power out of this. And they told Congress, in fact, pull that up. People just tuned in. They won't believe it. Pull up the congressman again. They told Congress that if they did not pass the bill Thursday and Friday, physical martial law would be declared nationwide. The Congress would basically be abolished. And we interviewed Congressman Brad Sherman, Democrat from California, after it was reported on C-SPAN. And the story is martial law will be declared if banker bill not passed in the House. In House debate on the banker rescue bill, Representative Brad Sherman told his fellow Congress critters, the government will declare martial law and the stock market will drop 3,000 points if the bill was not passed. The panic mongers were to the point of telling people the market would plunge 3,000 points and there would be martial law, said Sherman. Go ahead and play it.
City from Ohio. The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week, we've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
All right, that is Congressman Brad Sherman. But did we stop there? No, we called him up. We got him on. And he said, yes, they told a bunch of members of Congress this, and they told me about it. But under the rules of the House, I was told in confidence, they said blood would be in the streets, troops in the streets. that the Congress would basically be abolished. Now, that's up on Infowars.com right now. You can go hear that interview when the show's over tonight if you like, if you want to see the proof of that. But you just heard the audio transmitted live on many mainstream news stations. We're carrying the debate that went out on, I'm told, CNBC. It also went on C-SPAN. That's where we got it from. Now, what happened? Monday, there was such pressure on the Congress. 2,000 calls to every four or five. We had Congressman Burgess from Texas on saying that. Other congresspeople said they were getting 9,000 calls to every couple calls for it. I think Feinstein said that in the Senate. So all of this was going on. And so understand, the president's group on open markets, it controls the stock market every day. It didn't put money in that day, and so it dropped $1.2 trillion to terrorize everybody. Then they threatened martial law. They passed it Friday, and the market still plunged. What is this going to do to your money? What is this going to do to your future? When we get back, we'll cover it in detail and take your phone calls. I want to hear from you what you think about this. Stay with us. The resistance to tyranny continues.
I can't get no relief. Businessman there.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, telling you like it is. The bankers, the private bankers, have been given governmental power, immunity from their crimes, the power to take over any mortgages, any other instruments they wish, the power to pump trillions, not 800 and something billion in. And the public loves to talk about wooden arrow subsidies and other little corruptions. What about the carbon tax to start all these new carbon taxes on the American people and incentivize it with tax breaks in the Internal Revenue Service Code? That's for the global banks. To take control of your life, micromanage you. Or what about the provision that CNET News is reporting on? Let me dig it out here. Banker bailout bill contains IRS police state provision. Declan McCullough, CNET News. The bailout also gives the Internal Revenue Service new authority to conduct undercover operations. It would immunize immunity, the IRS, from a passel of federal laws, including permitting IRS agents to run businesses for an extended sting operation, to open their own personal bank accounts with U.S. tax dollars, and so on. So now they're going to have that going on. You thought the IRS was bad before. They're gearing up to really squeeze everybody now and throw your butt in prison with no proof. Of course, you waive your Fifth Amendment to not incriminate yourself when you fill out those tax papers or when your CPA fills them out, and then there's no way to follow the 66,000-page tax system. I have two CPAs go over my taxes just to try to figure out what to do, knowing people say, well, why do you even pay it then? Because I can't set myself up for them to come after me. Yes, it's a private group. Yes, it goes to offshore banks. Yes, it just goes to pay the debt to the private banks. Yes, even Ronald Reagan had a commission that documented that. Yes, the public doesn't know that. The point is I keep my nose super duper clean on sales taxes for the state, everything, because I'm not going to give them, I don't even speed anymore. I mean, because this system is so corrupt, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is, they can still come after you. Doesn't matter. So that's to squeeze the public. You know, they gave us the Federal Reserve in 1913, same year the IRS, to pay the tax directly to them. With the 16th Amendment, 17th Amendment took your senators from the state level, where they were sent by the legislators and were made federal, so that you couldn't control them, state level. So understand, the private bankers terrorize the public and said, give us immunity, give us unlimited power, give us trillions of your dollars, let us devalue the dollar, or the markets will crash. And then when the Congress said no because of 1,000-to-1 phone calls, that's conservative, 1,000-to-1, not 95% like the polls were saying against it, 1,000-to-1. We interviewed, what, 4 congressmen this week? I heard them all over the news saying it, 9,000 phone calls to 5. That's more than 1,000-to-1. I even heard Fox News reporting on the radio, local station in Austin, 590. So the point is that they terrorize the public, and then the plunge protection team that always props up the stock market, the Federal Reserve, didn't prop it up after they had fear-mongered for a week. A president had never got up on TV and said, we're going to have a depression if you don't do this. A Secretary of the Treasury never talked like that. Talk about fire in a theater. The Democratic leaders, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, all saying depression if you don't do this. Barack Obama saying it. John McCain saying it. And then that drove the market down that day, all staged. And then the plunge protection teams, the president's working group of markets, didn't prop it up. And it fell $1,200,000,000, terrorizing the public. The biggest one-day drop of the stock market ever, even during the Great Depression. And the public panicked. But still, The poll showed about 91%. It was hundreds of polls, but it was always over 90% against it. They were still getting 100-to-1 plus phone calls in Congress. And they went ahead and passed it. And now what is it going to do? Well, we just had a $1 trillion defense budget, more than twice the size it was just 6 years ago. The federal government has a current trade deficit of, what is it, 500 something billion a month, conservatively. There is a $10 trillion currently owed debt, and it's over $50 trillion, according to the Dallas Morning News. Was $40-something trillion, according to them. $50-something trillion in obligations. And so they're devaluing the dollar. That means your IRAs. That means your bank accounts. That means your investments. I mean, we've already had incredible inflation. A Mustang that was 15 grand in 1995 is, what, 35 grand? Gasoline that was $1.25 six, 7 years ago is now $3.50. You think that's cheap? Milk that was $1 for a carton is now $3, $4, $5. Eggs that were 30, 40 cents for a dozen are now $2. The CPI, they claim it's only 6.5%. Real inflation, the big banks and brokerage firms put out, is more like 14%, and it's going to be more like 25% by next year. And that's compounded. In the last 7 years, at least 50% of buying power has been lost by people on fixed incomes. Close to 30% has been lost, if you believe the baloney government numbers on inflation, which you know are a lie, and you can go into how that's all a fraud. So I'm going to take your phone calls now on this. And there are going to be more bailouts. They're already saying, oh, it didn't help enough. Warren Buffett says, we need more. And he's bought into the very banks that are the select banks that are getting the money. And they can do whatever they want with your money in private institutions. And it's no conflict of interest as hundreds of billions of dollars are given to Goldman Sachs, which Henry Paulson still owns massive stock in, which Henry Paulson headed up just a few years ago. And I could go on and on and on. The immunity, the conflicts of interest, the corruption. And it's really all even in the mainstream news. It's not even hidden. So you got suckered, and, well, the public didn't get suckered. The establishment tried to sucker the public and said it'll fix everything, but then after they said, actually, it's not really going to help. I shouldn't say the public got suckered because the public didn't get suckered. And so the public's going to get madder and madder as the economy falls apart more and more, as Main Street implodes. There's no money for Main Street, no money for the economy. We're going to have socialism, might as well be for the people. No. It all goes directly to foreign international banks. The Federal Reserve is predominantly owned by the Queen of England and the Rothschilds. All right, let's go to Brandon in South Carolina. Then we're going to really come back and try to go fast to your calls. Brandon, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to bring up the point that, you know, I mean, we all know the government's corrupt and all this stuff. But, I mean, and I do believe in the New World Order, and I do believe in all the corrupt things that are happening. But, I mean, it's the American people that are feeding this, you know? You know,
no, the American people did not vote for this.
I didn't know. That's not what I'm saying. You're getting me wrong.
No, you're right. It's because we've been corrupt and evil and denied reality that the evil's gotten so bad.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is it's our hunger for the oil. It's our, you know, not being able to work and have a job, a decent paying job.
Well, that's a small part of it, and the New World Order took advantage of our laziness.
Exactly.
But we have enough oil and fuel to run our own country, sir.
Right.
It's because of oligopolies and a cartel. They drill oil and gas wells and then cap them, sir.
Well, you may be right. But what I'm saying is if we're going to really change the country, we really need to get back to basics and figure out what it is that we really want.
Listen, I totally agree with you.
And, you know, I mean, what we put our emphasis on, such as, you know, having a job that's 30 miles away from your home, it's just not feasible.
Well, listen, they made this country based on the automobile, and before that, the railways. And it's good to have the population spread out. It's diverse, and it makes us have a strong economy. But they based it on petroleum, then they started restricting the petroleum, and because of dollar devaluation, oil has cost more. Oil really hasn't gone up. Okay? Foreigners that paid a little bit more for oil and gas the last 5 years, it was because of speculation, but that was only the top 30% of the increase. 70% or more of oil price increase was because of dollar devaluation. We'll be back in just a few minutes and go to David, Keith, Forrest, Dave, Mike. I'm going to get to everybody. Looks like Forrest has been holding longer than what I see on the screen. I'm going to go to him a little bit earlier, too. We'll be right back with the final segment. I'll blitz through your calls. Another big piece of baloney I've been hearing is that, well, we don't have the bankers loaning money. That pays the paycheck. Yeah, in a debtor economy. We have a higher debt ratio than they did during the Great Depression. We have a negative savings in this country. They set us up. We'll be right back.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
There is a story attributed to Marie Antoinette, the Queen of Spain, right before the French Revolution, the day it started. It was a famine across France. The people were starving to death. And they came to her and they said, the people are asking for bread. And she said, in her opulence, she said, let them eat cake. And so they rioted, overtook the police station, the garrison, the Bastille, the prison, and slaughtered everybody, and then hundreds of thousands had their heads chopped off. And the establishment knows they're setting something up that will trigger something like that, a French Revolution. We don't want that, by the way. And that's why they internationally, they're globalists. They can do it to a country like Argentina in 2001 and then pull back from the nation. And they have a plan to do that. That's what NORTHCOM's for. But an example of let them eat cake, how about let them eat melamine? We have stories up on Infowars.com about 2 weeks ago, hundreds of thousands of Chinese got sick. Some have died because of a liquid plastic known as melamine, which is a high protein value, shows as protein because people would test the milk. It was really just powder. It wasn't even milk with melamine in it. And then now it turns out that some U.S. companies put melamine on the shelves. And what's the FDA come out and do? They came out and said, melamine's actually good for you in small amounts. You can eat it. It's not going to hurt you. Now, the real study said it attacks your kidneys and kills you and gives you diabetes and fries you. And there's melamine in a lot of the food now. And I have a MSNBC show they did a year ago where they said, look, poison food is good. Poison toys are good. I'm not joking. In fact, YouTube, news media, poison in food, good. Google that fast, guys. Jaron, go to YouTube before the show ends. People aren't going to believe me. And I think the headline is, reporter, poison in food good. And they actually said, if we don't have time, go Google it. You can't make this up. I have CBS News saying mercury's good for your brain. You can't make that up. Google that. CBS News says mercury good for brain. I mean, they're entering a la-la land in China. They admit it's killing people, but there they say, oh, no, it's good for you. All right, let's move fast to your calls. I've tried to take a lot today. David in Las Vegas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, there he is.
Hi.
Hi. I want to ask you a question here. How credible is the website whatdoesitmean.com? Have you heard of that one?
No, I don't know it. I think I've seen it or heard of it, but I can't place it mentally right now.
Okay, because I'm reading a report that a friend gave me this morning. It says Chinese police units begin entering U.S. to protect assets. And it gets into the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008. And I guess this is being reported in Russia as well as China.
Well, I remember what does it mean now, and it took me a minute to remember. I've seen some pretty credible reports out of them in the past, but I'll have to check it out. What's the headline? Chinese
police units begin entering U.S. to protect assets. There's another one from last week, U.S. homeowners soon to be evicted by Chinese police under new law.
Well,
email it if you like.
Yeah, we'll just go post it on the Prison Planet forum. That'd be a good place for it. I know that the government's talking about doing that. So you pay to bail the bankers out, and then they come and take your house. And I know China owns trillions of it. So, my goodness, I'll have to look into that, sir. I'll believe anything now, but we have to check it first. Let's talk to Forrest in California. You're on the air, Forrest.
Yes, sir. Alex Jones. I really love this community that you all have, all these like-minded people, and just it's getting us all blessed. And we all understand how if we bring manufacturing back to America, we have awesome land. We can grow all the foods for the entire world. I mean, by making America strong, it'll just make this whole world a better place. And
well, I mean, this could backfire on the criminal crime syndicate. If we're able to expose it as a banker scam, the military and police don't oppress the people for the bankers, they could actually lose control. That's why they put in this huge apparatus to try to stop that.
Right. I'd also like to talk about having a guest on your show, Mark Cuban. He's a basketball fan of the NBA. And he had an anti-war movie, and I just wanted to hear his point of view. But I want to say your show is amazing, man. It's just every day.
Are you talking about Mark Cuban of 2929?
He's of the Dallas Mavericks, and he...
Yeah, no, I know who Mark Cuban is. He was going to produce the Loose Change Final Cut, and then we screwed around, and that didn't happen because of time constraints. Not my fault, but just that happened. So I actually have contact with Mark Cuban. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you. Mark Cuban knows what's going on, but he also got intimidated. Bill O'Reilly called him up, threatened him, and said, you better not produce that as well. That was big national news, by the way. Keith in Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir.
I was just wondering, you know, how you said if they implemented martial law, physical martial law, how will we prepare for that, you know,
Well, it's already martial law when they're arresting people and tasering them to death for no reason, and when you don't have due process and there's, you know, and there's police everywhere and the Constitution's being ignored. It's what degree of martial law? But they threatened martial law to get the House to pass this. That's admitted. And then they went ahead and got financial martial law.
Okay.
And the former head of policy at the Treasury Friday, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, said that. He said this is financial martial law.
Well, can I say one more thing, too? I know you live in the Austin area, but, like, I listen to your station, but I also listen to other stations. They got this, you know, commercial promotion for this haunted house thing. And, like, during the commercial, they kind of say martial law has declared, you know, it's for that. This haunted house they have here in Austin, but it's a commercial. But I see how you say how martial law is, like, becoming everywhere because...
That's right. They're conditioning us for it. By the way, did you guys find that clip? The clip is, reporter says poison and food good. And it's a woman on MSNBC. You can't make this type of stuff up. And if you can't find that one, get CBS News says mercury good for brain. Mercury good for you. Mercury good for you, Infowars.com. That should find it. People won't believe me if I don't play it. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. Let's talk to Dave in San Diego. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I got about three things. Listen, KCAA is San Bernardino, not San Diego.
I know, but it covers part of San Diego. So
I wish I could get it with my radio. If I had a ham radio, maybe, but hey.
Well, anyway. You know what? I've been in Los Angeles and heard it. You can't hear it in northern Los Angeles, but you can hear it. It has a big coverage area.
Well, there's a lot of mountains down here between us and there. But anyway, listen.
But, I mean, what's the point of that? I mean, KCAA's carried my show for like 3 or 4 years. It's a great station, and I get calls from San Diego, and I've listened to it in L.A., so I don't understand the point of your...
No. I'm just saying, you had mentioned it, and I can't get that one here. It's really hard.
Okay.
But anyway, camera lights are going up everywhere in the last 60 days. Are these all privately owned?
Okay, let me explain. Lockheed Martin runs a lot of them in Southern California. It's the Defense Department, and the defense contractors are privatizing their war. And there have been a bunch of headlines, mainstream news, the last 3 weeks where, oh, guess what? Red light cameras and traffic cameras are really Homeland Security, and the feds paid for them, and they're using them to watch you. So, yes, sir. You never found the clip? Go ahead and play it. Here it is.
But inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend.
All right.
They're keeping prices low.
Now Google, I think we're going to have time. CBS News, mercury good for you. Mercury good for brain. You cannot, and this aired all over the country on local affiliates. It's like they have news packages where they send the video down satellite, then all the locals, this was from Austin, but this was reported nationwide, then read with the video package over. But it was really a national news story, and they said that mercury is good for your brain. You cannot make it up. Mike in New Jersey, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Oh, I thought I lost you there for a second. No, I'm in the car industry, but, you know, through the years, we have watched between General Motors, Ford, how everything has been, like, moving out of the country, between textile mills and everything. You know, it would be nice to say to General Motors and Ford, stay where you're at. Let's take America back over. Let's rebuild it. Let's make new companies.
The problem is globalism. They had tax incentives to move offshore so that when they did pull the financial rug out from under us, we couldn't rise. It's about destroying the middle class, criminal consolidation of the wealth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there's one other thing I just want to let you know. On YouTube, I've been doing the cam trails with my camcorder. You know, like we have our barbecues in the backyard, and a couple of, I guess, 2-3 weeks ago, we were hit so bad in New Jersey that they were flying everywhere.
No, the government admits they're spraying the atmosphere. They admit they're doing weather modification. They're also spraying a slow level. There are tens of thousands of examples of the criminals that run our government grabbing foster children, radiating them to death in experiments. Don't believe me, Google that. Government radiated foster children to death, testing pesticides, drugs on them to death, marching our troops into nerve gas chambers, nerve gassing them to death. Project Shad. You guys never found the mercury is good for you clip? Doesn't matter. People Google that. They will find it. God bless you all. Know the criminal government's not legitimate. They're trying to take over. Know that the bailout was a criminal handover of power to them. And know that you can resist them and defeat them. See you back live next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. and weekdays at InfoWars.com. Stand up for liberty. If we recognize the enemy, they can be defeated.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.